Thank you for
Hello.
calling Customer Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Angel, this is John Erickson. Back on 12-1 of the year last year, I received a credit card charge on my credit card. I'm wondering if you could tell me what that was for.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
55113.
Can I have your name, please?
A what?
Your name.
Oh, this is John W. Erickson.
And what was your zip code?
Zip code.
55113.
Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
That wouldn't have been in the bag, would it?
I don't know.
Can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
1184 Sharon Street West, Roseville, Minnesota.
Okay, thank you for that. So by looking at your account, sir, it looks like you got our Wi-Fi booster. You paid the shipping, which is $6.70. And you had 48 hours to call back into council. So you were enrolled into our monthly gadgets club. We give customers $125 gift cards that you can use online at our online gadget store. But you will be billed around $49.97 every month for being a gadget member.
You don't want to be a gadget member.
Huh?
You do not want to be a gadget member.
I do not want to be a gadget member.
Okay, so what I can do for you, sir, I can get your account canceled out. Hold for just a moment.
And there was also another charge the month before for $6.70.
You bought a Wi-Fi through them.
A Wi-Fi what?
A Wi-Fi.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Okay, just a second. Go ahead.
Okay, your cancellation number is 258-696-896.
258-696-896.
Correct. That's your cancellation number.
Okay, and when am I going to see that credit?
Okay, so by looking at your account, looks like your bank declined those payments.
Looks like the bank declined. Well, they did one.
Okay, so that was a valid charge, so we cannot issue no refund.
So how much was the Wi-Fi?
So he was only charged $49.97, and that was on December the 1st. But on the 1st of January the 6th, 2022, his bank declined that payment.
They declined the $49.97, the second one.
On the 6th, they did, of January.
Do you have the next?
Okay. Just a second.
Okay.
We're looking at the January, just doing
the January was the climb, ma'am.
Okay. So we're looking. Just a second. I think we're okay now if we get this one taken off. And your name was Asia?
Correct.
Okay. We'll look and I'll hold you up. We'll look and call you back if we need more information from you. Thanks. And thank you, Asia.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope. Will we see this $49.97 on the next bill?
No, ma'am. Your account is canceled.
Okay, but what was the $49.97 for anyway?
Okay, so that was for being our Gadget member.
So we were a Gadget member for a month.
Correct.
And then when you tried to take the second one, it was declined. It was the second one that was declined.
So it was declined on the 6th, it was declined on January the 6th, and it was declined on January the 1st.
January 6th.
So the only time he was charged was on December the 1st, 2021, for $49.97.
And that was to be a Gadget member.
Correct.
And we can't have that one. On January 1st,
it was declined. But on December the 1st, the $49.97 went through. That charge went through.
Okay, can we get that one?
So what I can do for you, ma'am, hold for just a moment. I can provide you with a one-time courtesy refund for 35% refund. You will get back $17.49 back in your account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
About the whole amount.
Unfortunately, we cannot do that since it was a valid charge. I can provide you with a 50% refund. You will get back $24.99 back in your account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Like the $49.97 back.
Unfortunately, we cannot do that since it was a valid charge.
But
ma'am, are you there?
Did he ask to become a member of the Total Active?
Okay, so ma'am, when he put his credit card information in to order this, it was a valid charge. So we cannot issue him a full refund. I can provide you with that 50% refund. You will get back $24.99 back in your account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Okay, do that.
Okay, so you should get the $24.99 back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Thank you for calling Customer Support. I hope you have a great day.
We've got a different account number because remember we changed credit cards.
Can you repeat that, sir?
We changed credit cards.
So it still will go back into his account, ma'am.
Into the credit card that we're not using?
It will go back into his account. It still will go back into his account. If he changed his credit card, it will still go back into his account.
What account are we talking about?
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
Is it going to go back into the credit card he used?
It's going to go back into the account, ma'am.
What account?
Ma'am, I'm not sure what account he has. It's going to go back into his account.
So then we would have a credit of $24 with you?
And 99 cents, correct. Is there anything else I can assist you with? You should get that money back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, but what if we never buy anything from you? Right? You keep the money?
Ma'am, as I stated, you would get that refund back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
So you're saying it would go back into our Total Active account?
Correct, ma'am.
That's very interesting. We have an attorney that we use all of the time for our business. I'm going to ask him if that's legal.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am? Okay, so ma'am, it will go back to the credit card. If you change your credit card, it will go back into the account.
then we have to call you and say this is the new
No,
credit
ma'am,
card.
You do not have to give us a call back. It will go into the account, ma'am.
You're saying the account, but there's lots of accounts in the world. Are you saying it's going to go back into the credit card account, or is it
correct,
going to
ma'am? Correct.
Okay, but what credit card number do you have for it
okay,
to go back?
Okay, ma'am. The last digits is 9904.
9904. Now, just a second, we'll check and see if that's the credit card we had to stop using because somebody's got onto our credit card stuff. Just a second. 9904.
Correct. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, we're just going to call you back.
I can't find. Oh, 9904.
Correct.
9904 is a. Is a closed account.
Okay.
That credit card is no longer in use, so we have to give you another credit card.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, ma'am, is get you transferred over to my supervisor so they can help you with that, so they can get your credit card updated. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you for transferring us.
Hold for just a moment, okay? Do you have the new credit card now?
You have it. Yes, but he's got to get it out of his.
Okay, so I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor so they can update your credit card, okay? So, do you have a new account open, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Hold for just a moment. I'm still here, okay?
Yes, we're still here.
I'm almost finished.
Thank you.
Well, that is the same question. The other one comes from the girl.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is transfer you over to my supervisor so they can update that credit card and so you can get your refund, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hold for just a moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the same spot. I'm sorry. So where's the card that we're not using? Okay. Void.
So Mama's finished.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to my supervisor so they can assist you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
You too.